I swear that this will be the last time I will ever let you cross my mind, but I have something I feel needs to be said.
We're feeling the Christmas spirit, I guess.
Yes. Finally got a tree.
We just got a Christmas tree. And that actually kind of puts us, we have kind of a moral dilemma. Because, well, we didn't pay for our tree.
Oh, yes, yes.
What do you mean?
I don't have a moral
dilemma. She quickly wrote this off that she didn't even understand what I was talking about when I said a moral dilemma. Think about what you just heard when you hear what happened.
I don't like how you're framing this.
Yeah, I'm like, please, judge the mother of my children. Please, she's a scoundrel. So we go to pick up our Christmas tree. We go to the place that is selling trees. We get there. It's closed. However, they have a sign that says, hey, look, we're closed. You read the sign.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I never read the sign. I don't even know.
I might have made this all up. Is that what you're trying to imply? I made this whole thing up. Huh?
So what did this sign allegedly say?
It said, sorry, we're closed. Any tree left is available. Pay what you think is appropriate. You can send the check here.
Yeah. And it gave a place. Now, see, I guess like a caveat is that the place that is selling trees is at a school.
Yeah.
Right? And it's the school that our kid goes to. And so we know the school. However, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't see any cameras. I don't think they would put forth effort to, you know, surveil their Christmas tree selling operation.
Yeah, no, that's not. It's like, it's on the side of the parking lot, but it's not near a building entrance. Like, schools don't watch that part.
They're not making a profit off of selling trees.
No.
It's just a kitschy little thing that brings people into their gates, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's a fundraiser for 10th graders or something.
Oh, it's a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser, yeah.
Oh, okay.
From either their dance or a trip or something. I forget what it is. Or just their grade.
I don't know. It still feels like we got a free tree. I don't know.
You said it.
I mean, so far. So what are we going to do? So what do you think? Well, let's talk about this here. let's find out what kind of people we are right now.
Now I don't know if I want to tell you because I've already been like cast in this light of a scoundrel. You called me a scoundrel. I don't want to say a scoundrelly thing now.
Okay, so all right, so this is an example of how labels are a good thing.
Well, so do you want me to just tell you what I was thinking?
Yeah, tell me what you were thinking.
So it was the very last tree left. Okay. Well, there was one tree there that was on hold. It said holding for, and it had the last name on it.
Yeah.
And then this was the only other tree there.
Yeah.
It is a little. It's a little small. It's a little, it's a last tree there. Like, nobody else picked this tree.
Well, second to last tree. And we respected the hold. Like, there was nobody there to enforce the hold.
Right.
We could have clearly taken the tree that was being held.
Right.
Right?
Right. We could have.
So we took the last tree. The fun part for me was that we got to be tree people.
Yeah.
For a second.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas tree people. You know how you always, anytime you ever get a Christmas tree, you always complain about the way the people that are doing the Christmas tree do it. Like the way they attach it to your car.
Yeah.
The way they wrap it up in the first place. So we got to do all that stuff and it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I wish I was wearing my Carhartt. I didn't know I was going to be doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That would have been like a pretty cool fantasy of mine if I was wearing my Carhartt. However.
However.
Here's where I'm leaning, right?
Okay.
We already can't afford that school.
I know.
You know, we're struggling.
Yeah.
To be at that school in the first place. We have no power at that school. He goes to right now like a little private school, but it's one of these places where the parents that have the most money have the most power and leverage at that school.
They do.
We have no power and leverage at that school.
We're just hoping we don't get like called out.
Basically, you know, we're just flying under the radar. Like our car door doesn't work.
Our car does not match.
No, not at all.
One of these things do not fit.
Not at all. Because it was like this stupid thing happened, man. Like it was a freaking dump truck. I was trying to get by a dump truck that parked in back of my house and I couldn't get out. It was a whole thing. I mean, I could have got out. Maybe if I could have went the other way if I didn't have such an ego. I don't know what happened. I just know that now we can't open our door. It was a lot of crunching. Now our door doesn't open. And so when we pick up, when my son gets picked up and dropped off, it's the door that we have to use because we have so many, we have twins in the back. We have him, you know, it's a lot of stuff. So I have to open the door for them every time, and I have to be vigilant. They can't get by me. They can't. So
they can't come try to. Yeah, open
yeah,
it
yeah.
For
they
you.
Can't try to open it because it's a drop off and pick up type of school. If you're not familiar with that, you just pull up. The people who are open your door, your kid climbs in, you strap them in, you go. Like that's kind of the way that it goes. But I have to open the door for them because it's a whole thing. However. But at the same time, you know, they are good to us, I feel like. Mm-hmm. It's a good school.
Yeah.
They treat us semi-equally. They don't give us, they don't treat us like we have power, but they don't treat us like we have none.
Right, right. They haven't been shitty to us.
No, they're not shitty to us, which is, goes a long way. Which is more than we deserve.
So what I was thinking, do you want to, so where do you, no, where
no,
do you
okay, no, me? Go ahead, pitch in.
So I'm thinking that we'll pay something. We're going to give them a check for something.
We'll give them a check for something.
So like 25, 30 bucks.
25, 30, however.
What?
Okay, give them a check for something. They say pay what you think, right?
Yeah.
It had a price tag on it.
It did. I know that throws it.
What the hell is that all about? If you're going to put up that sign, if you're going to make the effort to have that, to print that sign, is that a sign that you already have printed? Did they have a printer there? It's outside.
It was a printed sign.
Right? Because it wasn't handwritten.
No.
So it was a printed sign. So is that a sign that you print ahead of time because you've done this so many years, you kind of know how it ends up?
Yeah. I kind of feel like we're at the end of the sale. You know, like they didn't, like, and also, like you said, they didn't have somebody there to load the tree for you and stuff, which you found cool. But what, like, you almost didn't come with us. If, like, I went there with the kids and had to do that all by myself, that would have been a whole nother thing.
That would have been.
I would have been like, oh, I'm not paying as, like, I had, I'm, you know, like, I don't, they don't get all the money. I have.
So you want to take, you want to, okay, so you're deducting.
I'm deducting for.
For the possibility of you having to have done that yourself.
Yeah.
Not that it happened.
No.
That's such a woman. That is such a woman thing to do. You know what? Because you're being penalized because that could have happened. All right, I'll take it. So, okay, so what are we down to now? What is that deduction alone?
Oh, so that deduction. So, like, the tree being the very last tree there, and, like, you know, and, like, we didn't get the trim, the branches on the bottom. You're supposed to cut a couple of those off and cut the base off, you know, to, like, make it all pretty and stuff. So we didn't get that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not good. Yeah. It's not the best tree.
So, like, that, the tree being the very last one is, like, $10, like, $10 for the cutting, and then $10 for the self-service. So I think it's a $20 tree.
Wait, first of all, for the possibility of self-service, because you didn't do anything.
Well, you self-served us.
I did, but...
I mean, just because you enjoyed it doesn't mean that, like...
You know, I also got to prove that I can tie Christmas trees onto the roofs of cars quicker and better than those saps... at the freaking Christmas tree places.
They don't get a free pass just because you're a weirdo.
Okay, fair enough. That's good. Whatever. So what are we paying them? What did it come to?
So it was a $50 tree. The tag on it was $50. Tag was $50. I deducted it to $20.
Yeah, you
deducted. Maybe $25, just so I don't feel like, because, you know, like, our name is going to be on the check and stuff. And it's going to be like, I don't want.
Are we going to put the deductions in the memo? Yeah.
Just so you know.
That would be hilarious. Oh my God, how quickly would they kick us out of that school? It's like, dude, we don't need you. You know that, right? You guys, we know that your whole poor funny thing is kind of running itself thin here. We get it, you're charming, but you're not that goddamn charming. No. So, what was, I wanted to talk to you about this because there was a woman. It's a family thing, I guess, kind of. I don't know. Huh. So a woman's kid ordered pizza online from a pizza place. I think it was Domino's. Uh-huh. And then there's like a special instructions line.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And the special instructions, the kid asked for a joke.
Okay.
And the joke was written in the top of the pizza box. I don't know. I don't know how the joke was, transcribed. But there was a joke written and the kid was able to read it.
Okay.
And... the mom was so offended by the joke that she ended up getting the Domino's employee fired. I don't know if she demanded that the kid was fired, but she complained about it and the kid got fired.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But it, and like people were like all up in arms, oh, you're so wrong for getting that kid fired. It's near Christmas. And the mom's like, look, I just told what the kid did.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't do that next time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the lesson
she
learned.
Yeah.
And she's got a point there, right? Yeah. It's, if it's an offensive joke, I mean, that's not something we would have done.
Do we know the joke?
We know the joke.
Okay, okay, good. Because okay. I couldn't take the suspense anymore.
All right, so here's the joke. No, see, okay, so they didn't, the article that I was reading about it didn't give the punch. There are multiple punchlines of the joke. They're all kind of in the same vein.
Okay, right? Okay.
So what do a gynecologist and a pizza delivery driver have in common?
They both got their hand under a box.
That's actually pretty good. they both toss boxes all day long. Just flipping boxes. Box, 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 box. No, that's not it. That's actually a good answer, I guess. Okay. Good answer, good answer. That's like a family, yeah. Family feud. Good answer, good answer, good answer. And, all yeah. right, all right. But that was a good answer, Anthony. Come on. Now, you keep thinking like that. I don't want okay. you to stop thinking like that.
I have to say I like this joke because I feel like it's applicable. So he's a pizza delivery guy,
right?
It's yeah, a pizza so, delivery. So far I'm like with him, and I'm like, what's the mom's problem?
Okay, 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 okay. Okay.
It's racy. I mean, we got a gynecologist.
It's
so,
definitely, it's already racy.
I'm
that's a very racy profession.
Yeah.
Well, why do but we have to? We act very mature about that profession. It's a very sultry profession. From what I understand, it's gross. You're dealing with a lot of gross. But whatever. Well, let's finish this joke first. Okay, let's finish this joke first. So the joke was, what do a gynecologist and a pizza delivery driver have in common? Right?
Right.
They can both smell it, but if they eat it, they get fired.
Oh.
Oh.
Right. Okay. That was quite a joke.
That's quite a joke, right?
Quite a joke.
So the other, of course, all of the other options are similar. It's what do a gynecologist and a pizza delivery driver have in common? They can both look at it, but if they touch it, they get fired. Or, you know, whatever. If they lick it, they get fired. If they, you know, put their dick on it, they get fired. Whatever. It's like whatever it is. Whatever sort of sexual misconduct, whatever it is that is sexual misconduct for a gynecologist, and something that a pizza delivery driver can also do to a pizza, that as a punchline, boom, that's the joke.
Yeah, yeah. And they get fired, and he got fired, huh?
Well, I think it was a she. It was a young girl.
That wrote the joke?
That wrote the joke, yeah.
Huh.
Kind of puts it in a different perspective, right? Oh, I'm glad I didn't frame it. I wanted to see how this all built, and it worked perfectly. That was like a sociological experiment. You know, you automatically assumed it was a young boy.
Most pizza delivery people are guys.
I don't know if she was the pizza delivery driver. She was. She's the person that saw.
Oh, did the order.
Yeah, did the order. Huh. The joke is about pizza delivery drivers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's still applicable because it's a pizza place delivering pizzas, right?
So the mom called up and was like, "Hey, like this is on a pizza box."
Uh huh. But then it's like, which punchline did they use? Because you know, there are less. There are cuter versions of that. You can cute that up.
Yeah.
You know, like every one of those doesn't have to be crass.
Yeah.
You can smell it, but if you eat it.
That was pretty crass.
That's pretty crass. That's hilarious to me, though. That's, like, that's the funny. I don't even know if I saw that one. I might have put that one together. I'm pretty sure I saw it. But.
So what's the least?
So, let's think of how we could do it the least offensively. Because I think the least offensive one that I saw was if they can look at it, but they can't touch it.
Yeah.
You know, or something to that effect.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it was the reason to me why it seemed less crass is because the end of it wasn't, or you'll get fired. Because because it makes the gynecological one creepier.
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to touch it.
Yeah, he's got
right?
He's got to touch it. Yeah,
right?
He's got to touch it.
So, or he'll get fired. If he's touching it in a way that he gets fired, though, it's like,
yeah.
Also, same thing for the pizza delivery driver. If you're touching the pizza in a way that you'll get fired, you deserve to be fired from your job.
That, well, see, the thing is you don't, like what you were just saying, you don't want somebody messing with your food.
Definitely not.
Like, that is like, if anything on your food gives you the inkling that somebody messed with your food, you're like, you're outraged, and you're totally right to be outraged. Like, you're about to eat that food. You don't want people playing with your food. So if you question, like, the maturity level of the people preparing your food, that's no good.
But it's a joke. It's a written joke.
They did ask for a joke, too.
The kid asked for a joke. The kid who asked for a joke.
He got a joke.
He got a joke. It was, I mean,
I don't know.
It's tough.
Yeah.
If that was just written on your pizza box.
Yeah, I need to know where, if it was written on the pizza box, how it was written, if it was written on the receipt, if it was on was it on the inside of the box? That would be, I wouldn't like that.
I think it was on the inside of the box.
I wouldn't like that.
It might have been. I don't know.
Because now you got like Sharpie smell. Like that's, and it's like somebody's like in your box. And
exactly. Yeah. And you'll both get fired. Okay, so there's another version of it. Ready? So here we go. What do a gynecologist and a pizza delivery driver have in common? If they write a joke on the inside of your box, they get fired.
Pretty funny.
That's a good one, right? Yeah. That's a cute one.
Yeah.
All right, we did it. We queued it up a joke. It's awesome. So it wasn't all rainbows or this evening tonight, because we got that free tree.
Yeah.
it's still to this. We haven't written the check. We haven't sent the check. So as of right now, we got a free tree.
But if anybody's listening,
yeah,
that matters. We're paying $50 for that tree, just like we're supposed to.
Just like on the price tag.
Mm-hmm.
We respect things.
Yes.
Yes. So we ordered Chinese food with the energy of people who just got a free treat. It was like a trophy. It was like exciting. It was like champions, you know. It was like watch a little bit of that Kobe documentary thing. Watch a little bit of that before we went and got the tree.
Oh, and it was also exciting because we drove up there and it was all dark. Like, you couldn't see the trees, and nobody was out there, and you're like, oh,
yes,
they're not selling. They're supposed to be open till 8. And then, like, it was like, okay, well, just go check. Maybe somebody's hanging out in their car. And it was like, okay, fingers crossed.
Yeah, yeah.
Go up there, and nobody comes out.
Yeah.
But.
And then Ansley read the sign. So we deserve something for stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? We stuck to it. So wait, what was the thing I was just saying, though?
It wasn't all rainbows.
Oh, yeah,
sunshine.
So. Okay, so
we
were anyway,
champions.
No, because, okay, so this is, I want to talk about, let's get into then who you would fight this week.
Oh, shoot.
Is that cool? I mean, because, like, you probably weren't even thinking about that, which is, why do we never think about that?
That's, I don't know.
Like, I'm just fortunate that I have somebody that I would fight tonight. It's like a whole establishment.
Yeah.
It's a whole entire, yeah. So, I mean, did you?
I'm, like, going back through my week trying to remember what I did this week and who I interacted with. And if there was any interactions
who
that
crossed
left,
you,
yeah, like,
yeah. Shout out to Roy Moore's wife, real quick, for standing by her man.
I like how you're making her a hero, a hero.
She was literally standing by her man. I mean, she said the wrong thing. She did. And she probably shouldn't be sticking up for him, considering what he did. Right?
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny about it? Or not funny, but like, I saw somebody post something about this, but like the way they were saying, like, she's the same, like, if they met back in the day when he was 30, like, she was the same age as those girls.
Oh, dear
she's
God.
She's like 20 years younger than him.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Oh,
interesting little tidbit.
That, like, is an interesting little tidbit. Okay, so if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, so you keep thinking about who you would fight this week as we also catch people up, because I've found out recently that people don't just know all this stuff that us comedians are batting around as information. Oh, you know, like,
like,
and there are a lot more. We live in this society where people are just like so woke and just like using information at you. Like, information is a weapon in my community. So you just assume that people outside are as feverishly sucking up all this information, and they're not.
Googling sexual misconduct 3 times a day.
No, they're not. I do. I wake up every morning and I type sexual misconduct into Google when I enter, and that's how I start my day. It's It's unfortunate. It's a very unfortunate. It's shedding light on a very unfortunate situation that has been in the dark. And you know what? And I agree. But it's like, oh man, you got to read some of these accounts. But anyway, so Roy Moore is somebody who was trying to get elected in some seat in Alabama, maybe a Senate seat, maybe something else. Ainsley and I don't read enough to know, right? So
we're only a little educated.
Yeah, yeah, we're like headline. We read the headlines. So we're clickbait. That's why we're clickbait. So that so one of the things that when he was in political power in his 30s, he was basically, I mean, he was courting 14, 15, 16-year-old girls.
Yeah.
That was kind of his thing, right?
Yeah.
He was like going after and
dating.
He dated, took him out on dates.
Yeah.
You know, and like Ainsley just said, his wife is the age, is like the equivalent age of what that this whole thing would have been.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't Google that myself. I'm
That was somebody clickbaited that at you.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's right.
It's like, it's probably like, his wife is the exact same age as those girls would have been difference-wise if she was 10 years younger.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like,
is.
Good God, clickbait. Ugh. Yeah. So, but she is his wife now.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago, right? It's still messed up, and those women have come forward and said things. And so she's out there. She was making this public address, and she was she addressed the accusations, I'm sure. And then she says, also, people have been accusing us of being anti-Semitic. And that's not true, because I, for one, Anthony will. So what did she say, Anthony?
She said, that's not true, because one of our lawyers is a Jew.
Is a Jew. I think she said is Jewish.
Jewish.
Calm down, clickbait. But yeah, so that was that's a wrong thing to say. If, in case you don't know, in case you're not woke.
Yeah.
That's a wrong thing to say.
Yeah. You right? don't claim I'm not racist because I have blank.
Exactly.
Like you don't, yeah.
However, how else do you prove you're not racist?
You can't.
That's one of those things you can't disprove. So you almost have to just accept.
I don't know.
The
ask
racist
Donald
accusation.
Trump, right? Like I love Mexicans. Yeah. I eat Mexican food all the time.
Look at this picture of me with a bowl of Mexican food at my desk.
Proves it, right?
So she said that, and I guess that's wrong. But I don't know. I'm not mad at her. I don't know.
she was just trying. She wasn't being malicious.
What else is she going to say? Was she going to say my husband's a monster who, yes, he is also an anti-Semite?
Yeah, I don't know.
And we were talking about this before. Like, what... So this is the debate Ainsley and I had about it. So Ainsley thinks it matters which lawyer it is, right?
Right, right.
And she was using the litmus test of speed dial.
Yeah.
So is it the lawyer you have on speed dial? If it's the lawyer you have on speed dial, if your Jewish lawyer is the lawyer you have on speed dial, then you can claim you're not anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm saying it's not that easy. You don't just get to make... speed dial, which George, you like, because it's usually a team of lawyers,
yeah,
you know. And Ainsley said, Ainsley, you said this,
yeah.
She said, because the Jewish lawyer usually owns the firm.
Yes, am I her? Like, am I her in that moment?
I don't know. Is that a positive stereotype?
I think it's kind of
mostly true. You look at the names, and it's I'm pretty
Leibowitz
sure. Yeah, exactly. Like, Leibowitz and two white guys.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. So I'm saying, like, you just don't get that, the Jewish lawyer's number.
You
have to go through the hierarchy of white guys first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, or it goes like there's like a black lawyer, white lawyer, Indian lawyer, Jewish lawyer. Like, once you get the Jewish lawyer's number, that's when you know you're a big deal in whatever field you work in.
Yeah.
Right. And he could have very well been at Jewish lawyer number status.
Yeah, he could have.
Right. It's just so funny to me that she, because this is what it sounds like. This is what it, because I don't think people are looking at it as like a powerful legal team.
Yeah.
What it sounds like is, we trust at least one of our lawyers to be Jewish. And this, the other thing, you know, before we move on to something else about, it's important to establish that lawyers are important to these people.
Yeah.
Like in the profession that they're in.
Yeah.
They're not just, like, if Ansley and I said that, like, that, what does that even mean?
It doesn't,
like,
no.
We don't have lawyers.
No, no.
You know? Like, I would, we would just, like, that's just us assuming lawyers are Jewish.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, we don't have one, but if we get one, he's a Jew, right?
Yeah.
That's how law works. So for them, though, I mean, lawyers are like their lifeline. They're a huge part of their livelihood. Like they're speaking from a different perspective,
mm-hmm.
you know, financially. And who are they even trying to convince with that?
I don't know. I don't. It didn't work. He didn't win. I mean,
you're right. You're right. I think there was a concession. Was that after?
I have no idea.
I think
I
it was like,
know.
Okay, I get it. You don't want us in to win stuff, but we don't hate Jews.
Yeah.
You know, we're still trying to be successful. All right. So let me see what time we're at. All right. We're looking good. Is there any... Oh! Did you think about who you would fight?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
So this week, mine is festive.
Oh.
For the holiday, you know.
Yeah.
Joy.
I should put some, like, jingle bell sound effects.
So the other day I was driving with the kids through the neighborhood.
Ooh, I love it.
And we were just driving up one of the streets, and there was we were looking at all the Christmas lights. Did I talk to you about this?
The Santa?
The Santa.
Yeah. That is deep in your psyche. You hated that. You hated that. You sat there like, yep, I know who I'll fight. You've been simmering on that for a little while now.
Yeah, so
the porch Santa, right?
The porch Santa.
Yeah, we did talk about that for a little bit. You were gonna fight him.
Was I? I've already done this.
Yeah, you've already wanted to fight them.
Oh. I guess I can't get over it.
Yeah,
it's like,
you can't get over. It's also too. It's weird because, you know, we record episodes that don't get
mm-hmm.
broadcast. So we like we record again and record over them and
yeah.
whatever. So it's like, did we post that?
Yeah.
Did we not post that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure we did, though.
Okay.
We might have posted that. But whatever. Listen, I'll tell you who I would fight.
Okay, you tell me.
So that's what that – we just started talking about Roy Moore all of a sudden. Roy Moore and his wife. That was a little side distraction. So so when we were getting the Christmas tree, we also ordered Chinese food so that when we got finished doing all that stuff, we could just pick up the Chinese food and go home. Right?
Yeah. I remembered who I'm going to fight.
Oh, yeah? You want to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go real quick.
Yeah.
So we got a flat tire this week.
Oh, dear God.
And it was a whole traumatic experience for you.
It was.
But that's another story. And so for me, I get the car in the morning. It's got a flat tire. And I'm like, I've got to deal with this.
Yeah.
And it's all the way flat. So I can't take it to the car place.
Because we drive. On tires that are way too flat
we
to be driving.
Pump it up, but the tire place is really close.
It is.
So it's like a mile away. It's really tempting.
It's almost like a game.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're like, if I get halfway there, I'll just stop it and pump it up again, and then I'll get there
and
do this.
Keep in mind, we get a lot of flat tires because we get nails embedded in the tire wall because Ansley has to be at a lot of job sites and stuff. We're assuming. We don't know. We don't know why this is happening.
Yeah.
Or we're also weirdos in our neighborhood, so we could be sabotaged.
And you're driving Philly a lot.
Yeah,
so
I'm
always
a lot.
Like, so who knows?
They're nails. They're like part of nature.
So I wanted to drive it, but it was all the way flat and decided we couldn't drive it, so I had to call and get a tow truck to come.
Yeah.
And I called.
Tow truck guy gets there.
He gets there. Well, first, the people that I call to get the tow truck for, they're like, do you have a spare?
Oh,
and I'm like,
God,
no,
I
don't have a spare.
Yeah.
And then the tow truck guy gets there, and he asked me the same thing. Do you have a spare tire? You got a donut in the back?
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't have a donut in the back. It was like I felt, you know, it all hurts, Sydney. It all hurts. I felt like it was when you're dealing with a car as a woman, and you feel like people are asking you stupid questions just because you're a woman.
They're not asking you stupid questions because you're a woman. They're asking you stupid questions because people are fucking stupid. People are stupid. So let me just quick insert. So the other day, we have a lot of car troubles. So the other day, our car battery died because I left the lights on. Car battery died.
Yeah.
Jump it, get back on, finally find the code to put in to get the radio and the power windows to work again, yeah. Right? And I was so annoyed that the power windows don't work. Like, why would the power windows not work?
Like, what safety with the, control with the safety is control?
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, why do you need the code
for
that?
We need a new car. We have an old car.
Like, so much is bothering me about this, right? Yeah. The system just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to Matt McCusker, and we're talking about it. He was like, yo, something like that just happened to me recently, and I was flipping out about it, and then I realized I pressed the window lock button.
Yeah.
And then I unpressed the window lock button, and the windows worked again, right?
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. So I would have called somebody, and they would have been like, did you press the window lock button? Like, yeah, I pressed the window lock button. Or I would have been like, I never pressed it in the first place, idiot, you know, or whatever, yeah, you know? Yeah. Or I would have been like, oh, yeah, you're right. You got me.
Yeah.
You got me. So, again, but I understand as a minority – not knowing whether or not this is happening.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
This is happening. So, okay. So who would you fight?
Well, I guess it'd have to be the tow truck guy because he also showed up with a car already on his bed.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, how are you?
That is condescending.
Yeah.
I think that's a little sexist. It's like, you know, called up a woman.
It took him 2 hours to get there.
Because he got that car first. He was like, I'll get that car because I'm just going to put the spare on her car. Yeah.
So he had to call another tow truck to come.
Yeah. That is annoying. All right. So how would you fight him? What would he look like?
He wasn't too tall. He had a little weight to him, you know, like a little round, like a guy who sits in a tow truck.
Like a tow truck driver.
Yeah, but he was also like a little creepy. Like, I don't want to get too close to him.
Yeah.
So it was snowy out.
Okay.
So I think I'd like to like slide at him and take his legs out.
like Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
That low slide.
Yes. Like, yeah. Just right across the screen.
That's hilarious. All right, that's a good fight. That's a good fight. I like that. I like that your fight got martial arty.
Yeah.
Because my fight's gonna have to be.
Yes.
Yeah. So we order Chinese food. Ansley runs in, grabs it. Okay. One of the things that we ordered was 5 shrimp rolls.
5 of them.
It's none of your business. Okay? It's none of your business. So
we were celebrating.
Victory tree. So we get all the way back to the house and realize that they didn't put our 5 victory spring rolls.
Shrimp rolls, in fact,
in the bag. They didn't put them in the bag. So we have to go back and get them. Call them up. And I go, hey, we just came, picked up our food, order number 70. My wife ran in and got the food. We didn't get our shrimp rolls. And she said, oh, you order 5 shrimp rolls and 3 chicken and foil?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that was us. She goes, oh, we have 5 shrimp rolls here for you. I nailed that impression, by the way. That's not racist if you nail it, right?
That's
how she sounds. Like, yeah, that's her voice. That's literally her voice. So we established that connection.
Yeah. That should make it easy. You run in, you're like, I'm the guy. She's like, here's your egg rolls. And you're like, out.
Boom. By the way, and I had to talk to 2 people. So she gave me, somebody else gave me the person that had, that said that stuff to me.
Yeah.
Right. So I get there and I'm like, hey, I brought the menu with the order number and all the stuff checked off on it. So I get there and I'm like, hey, I just called here. My wife ran in, picked up her order. Order number 70, didn't have our 5 spring rolls.
Shrimp rolls.
She looked at me and she was like, somebody did just call about that. But,
I don't think it was you.
Yeah. I remember the nice white lady that came in here and picked up those shrimp rolls. Okay. And we're not going to fall for this scam again.
How did you even find their menu? Do you know what I
mean? How did you know they didn't get their shrimp rolls?
Yeah. It was a shiesty man.
Yeah, it was, they did not. And it's so weird because it's almost like when you wonder whether or not it's going to be a situation, it never is.
Right.
When you just go in, like guard down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just feeling good. Yeah. Just got a free tree.
Yes, yeah. I'm here.
You know? It's exactly. I was beaming with yas. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So she goes back, talks to the people. The lady comes back out, and they're like all looking out of the door, and all like peeking at me and stuff. And they come back to me.
Imagine the conversation they were having back there.
So they come back to me again, and they go, "They're all ladies." They come back to me again, and they go, "So wait, will you order?" I was like, "So no, I already ordered. We ordered already. Here's the menu. Look at this. We didn't get our shrimp roll." She's like, "Oh, okay, because she told me it was gonna be a woman." And I was like, "That's not what you're worried about. That's not what you're worried about. Okay, whatever. No, I'm a man. I'm her husband. That was my wife."
Yeah.
So, go back, handle it. The woman comes out. She tells me. She goes, "It's gonna be 5 minutes. We'll make them out." The woman on the phone told me I have 5 shrimp roll here for you. She said that. Right?
She said that.
So, okay, now I got to wait 5 minutes for them to make new shrimp rolls.
Yeah.
I don't even know why that's the case. Why is that the case? I wait, get my shrimp rolls. And then when she comes back with the bag of shrimp rolls in her hand, she says, "When we gave you bag, we put a bag of shrimp roll in the bag. You didn't see them in the bag?" I'm like, "Lady, there were no shrimp rolls in the bag. Remember the 5 shrimp rolls I had here for you? Remember those? Those were my shrimp rolls. Like, what are you talking about? All of them. Yeah. I'm going to fight all of them. I'm going to fight every single, I want to fight all of them, the people, I want to fight I want to fight the Jewish family that was in there. It was like a bunch of old Jewish people in there, by the way, like callback, where they were all Roy Moore's lawyer team was sitting in the all of them. I want to fight everybody in there.
Are you going to be like your like the latest movies that you like, where the people just like fight their way up a 7-story building? Like, are you just going to fight through the restaurant?
No, I want that scene in Daredevil from Netflix, the Netflix Daredevil show, where he's, like, in that hallway, and they're just all attacking him, and it's like that. It's an homage to another action movie called Old Boy or something.
Okay.
And it's just, like, it's just gritty, and you know, like, the lights are blinking for some reason, you know, and it's, like, just like a lot. It's like a lot of close-in fighting, you know. Like, I can't even, there's so many people around me at all times, I don't even have the room to swing a punch. I'm mostly using elbows. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. A lot of close-in headbutts going both directions, you know. Yeah. It's just,
you've been strengthening your neck every day for this. Finally, the next trap workout paying off.
Yeah, you cannot miss an opportunity to make fun of my next trap workouts. Yeah, one day my strong neck is gonna save this family, and you're gonna eat those words.
And the shrimp rolls.
I mean, like, she gave us the shrimp rolls, of course, but still, it was like, God, why make me jump through hoops like that?
I don't know.
And what happened?
Do you think anybody ever is like, "Oh, you got me. I didn't order any shrimp rolls." Like, runs out.
And it's like it's like some Kung Fu Panda lesson. You know what I mean? It's like, "Now he no dessert this shrimp roll, I guess." I guess I need to, maybe I should open up every fortune cookie and see if there's a greater lesson involved. Like, maybe I need to put something together. It's,
because my experience in there was so pleasant. It was like, "Oh, here's your food." And then it was like, a guy came running over and he was like, "Oh, miss, we got a calendar for you."
Yeah.
And
it was
"It's the year of the dog." I'm like, "Oh, cool."
Still though, I can't for the life. What happened to the 5 shrimp rolls that I have here for you? What happened to those?
I don't know.
I need to know. Like, I don't understand why they just like, come on, we're not, I'm not too proud. Just give me those shrimp rolls. Well, if we have to heat them up, we'll heat them up. Like, just tell me what. We just want to hurry up.
All the ladies in the back had a shrimp roll.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I'm like sitting in there like, God, you what? They're going to be finished eating by the time I get home. Like, I'm not even going to get this. This is a victory dinner. Like, what are you doing? We got a free Christmas tree. Okay, so, yeah, I think that's pretty much it for us. Right?
Right.
We're good. It's like 40 minutes,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a little shorty. A shorty, right?
Okay.
Didn't talk about that. I mean, because we did another podcast. We had some technical difficulties, so we couldn't really rehash some stuff,
yeah.
you know, because
yeah.
we tried to, and it didn't feel right. It just came out all unnatural.
Yeah.
So we had to fucking nix that one, especially after the last episode that was all fitness. I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
No.
It was hard to listen to, man. Never doing that again.
No.
People complain about us not doing enough fitness. You need to read between the lines. It's there.
It's there.
It's there.
Live the right life so you can eat 5 shrimp rolls with your family.
Yeah, and then fight a bunch of Chinese women who disrespect you, you know? Yeah, it's in there. So,
Neck exercises. Sydney does neck exercises.
Yeah, the neck strap exercises.
Neck.
We threw it in there. That's fitness. And that's real life shit. My neck is strong as hell. Keep a tight core. And, you know, whatever. The motto is always just do whatever you feel like. If your body says, hey, I feel like doing something, just do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the motto that we go with. We didn't talk about the guy that was etching his initials on people's livers, right?
We didn't.
Which kind of... There was a doctor, he's etching his initials into people's livers. He got caught. It's a hilarious thing. He's doing it with that little laser gun.
Yeah.
And it's like a whole team of people around him, assuming they're complicit.
Yeah.
But we don't know what it's like. He could probably sneakily do that. I don't
know.
He's
idea.
Doing this.
I don't know what goes on when somebody operates on your liver.
No clue. But then that led to a story about a woman who did a surgery on another woman and etched that. Own so if, again this we have to see how it's hard to say right
yeah.
So say I was the woman doctor Yas, right, and Ansley is the woman patient. I'm gonna etch Ansley's name on her uterus.
See, if you're a gynecologist, you can't write on the box.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god.
You'll get fired.
She got fired.
Yes.
Oh my god. That's crazy. That's so funny. That's I like how that came together. I almost want to end there.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
That's fun. All right. So remember, don't write on the box. Don't write on the box. You guys have been great. Thank you so much for listening, by the way. Please, iTunes, all this stuff. All of you listeners are great. I don't know if I could thank you individually. That's weird. you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like we should give shout outs.
Yeah.
You know, and I just want to give a shout out to Pottstown, the greatest town on earth.
Oh.
You know,
the only town.
Yeah, you know, it's the only place that absolutely unequivocally forges champions. We got a free Christmas tree. You can't even deny that. We're winners tonight, baby. Pottstown's number one. Yeah, you got a shout out? You shouting out?
I feel like you're saying Pottstown is the only place that creates winners. And like I grew up at West Point, like the United States Army or whatever, military.
You don't even know.
Yeah.
You don't even know. Your brother went there. You don't even know.
I don't know.
Didn't your dad go there?
No.
You don't even know.
He taught there.
That's similar. That's so similar.
Similar. He went to Lafayette. Right.
It's not even. Oh yeah, shout out Lafayette. But no, what are you? You're good.
I don't need to shout out.
All right. Ooh, that felt condescending. Ooh, that felt condescending. All right. Cool. All right. So thank you so much, and tune in next time. And don't listen if you listen to that last episode, man. Listen, that's on you. Listen to the one before that. I'm keeping it up. I thought about taking it down and blocking it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should make it premium. If you want it, you have to pay for it. And if you pay for it, you pay for it. All right, later.